During their approximately 2 weeks in Southeast, Melissa Block and Alyssa Nadworny rode in a float plane, sailed on an Alaska Marine Highway System ferry, hopped a ride in a skiff, and went in search of king salmon. That's just a few of the experiences that'll be showcased in a series of stories for Our Land, which focuses on how the places people live in shape their identity. Block says she's visited Alaska before, but never Southeast, and it is different. I asked for her impressions as her trip comes to a close.
I think we're both struck with the notion that Alaskans are made of tough stuff. You know, I mean, 2.5 hours standing up in a skiff over pounding waves to get to Myershuk, no big deal. For us, kind of a big deal. It's just a level of sort of involvement with nature and the elements that I think we're city people. We're not as exposed to.
Block and Nadworny are planning 8 stories about Southeast, covering everything from healthcare in rural Alaska to native culture and traditions to the state ferry system and, of course, fishing.
We learned never to eat farmed salmon ever, right? we've been preached the gospel for the last couple of weeks.
One story Block worked on in Ketchikan focuses on the community's transition from timber to tourism.
What is it like to go from being a tugboat captain working for the timber industry to being a cruise ship pilot, steering the big, you know, we saw one looming in the harbor this morning, another one yesterday. Just what's that like for people? What does it do sort of to the character and the identity of a town like, of a city like Ketchikan to have that upheaval?
And they went to Myershuk. Block says she became a little obsessed with checking out that tiny community.
For no great reason other than I had been looking at maps. I'm a total map geek, and I'd been looking at maps, and I'm always fascinated by place names, and somehow the name Myershuk just jumped out at me. Never really got a great explanation for why it's called Myershuk, but it doesn't matter because it's just a really super cool place.
They flew out to Myershuk on the mail plane, then got a ride back to town in a skiff with local resident Sean McAllister. That was the 2 hours standing up skiff ride that Block mentioned earlier. Block and Nadworny say they love their time in Southeast and they hope to return. Next time, though, they want to be tourists on vacation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.